It's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and otherwise medically complex patients by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units, reducing the cost of an ICU bed by 50% whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared what is the survival rate after a tracheostomy. You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to answer another frequently asked question from one of our readers and the clients. And the question this week is, what happens if you can't come off the ventilator in intensive care? Today's question is a question we get almost daily from our readers on our website intensivecareathome.com, and it is clearly an issue that needs to be addressed. When patients in intensive care can't be weaned off mechanical ventilation, one needs to distinguish between not being able to wean off a ventilator and a breathing tube in the mouth, or not being able to wean off the ventilator and a tracheostomy. If your loved one can't be weaned off ventilation and the breathing tube or endotracheal tube, it's unlikely your loved one can go home with intensive care at home services, except in circumstances where your loved one faces an end-of-life situation. Then we can provide palliative care at home for a quote-unquote one-way extubation and help your loved one and your family to have end-of-life services at home instead of intensive care. Therefore, end of life can be provided in a much nicer and much more patient and family-friendly environment. If your loved one isn't in an end of life situation but is unable to be weaned off the ventilator and the breathing tube, please have a look at the following articles and videos here. Number one, how long can a breathing tube or an endotracheal tube stay in? How long should a patient be on a ventilator before having a tracheostomy? What are the risks and benefits of a tracheostomy? Why would a critically ill patient in an induced coma need a tracheostomy in intensive care? So you can look up those articles by either scrolling below this video, where I put links to those articles and videos in the written version of this blog. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, just click on the link below this video. That'll get you to our website where you have access to all of those resources. If your loved one, however, has been ventilated for many days or many weeks, and sometimes even many months, and is unable to be weaned off the ventilator and the tracheostomy, or if it is possible for your loved one to be weaned off the ventilator and the tracheostomy, but it takes much longer to come off the ventilator and the tracheostomy, then you and your family should definitely consider bringing your loved one home with intensive care at home services. That's it. It's as simple as that. Your loved one needs to be medically stable as well, and needs to be off inotropes or vasopressors. But anything else can be managed at home with a specialized service like ours. We can provide intensive care at home services in the home, full stop, and get your loved one out of a depressing and also sterile intensive care and hospital environment back into the comfort of your own home. We can bring the services to where it makes more sense for you, for your family, and also for your loved one. Imagine how much better you, your family, and your loved one will feel in a more natural and also family-friendly environment compared to the confinements of an intensive care unit. We often find patients recovering much quicker at home, which makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We can set you up with everything you need, ranging from ICU nurses 24 hours a day, as well as equipment, because of our level of specialization as well as accreditation. We can guide you every step of the way. And what about costs? Well, the good news is we actually create a win-win situation. What does that mean? It means that number one, we improve the quality of life or quality of end of life for your loved one and for your family. Number two, we will make sure that you and your family can get back to quote-unquote normality as quickly as possible, rather than spending day and night in intensive care in order to be with your loved one. Number three, we also create a great incentive for hospitals and intensive care units because we reduce the cost of an intensive care bed by approximately 50%. Number four, we free up the most sought after and in-demand bed in a hospital, an intensive care bed, as well as other resources such as intensive care staff and other resources such as equipment that can be used for other critically ill patients in need of an intensive care bed. Number five, there are other more intangible problems resolved, such as keeping families together. We know for a fact we have helped people get out of financial distress. We have saved marriages by simply bringing services to families instead of families spending endless time in intensive care. The bottom line is that we can bring intensive care into your home and facilitate long-term ventilation with tracheostomy, but also ventilator weaning as well as end-of-life care when appropriate. Services also include tracheostomy care, i.e. if you or your loved one has a tracheostomy and is not ventilated, a tracheostomy, as you're aware, needs daily specialist nursing care, and we can provide that. We can also provide 24/7 home care for BiPAP or CPAP ventilation when patients don't have a tracheostomy, however, still need the specialist skills of intensive care nursing staff to manage such non-invasive ventilation therapy. Furthermore, we can also facilitate and safely manage central lines or PICC lines at home for home TPN or IV antibiotics. For a full range of our service offerings, please click on the link below this video to our service offerings, and you can also read some case studies. Thank you for watching. If you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care or long-term acute care, also out of a nursing home, or if you find that you have insufficient support for your loved one at home on a ventilator, if you want to know how to get funding for our service, or if you have any questions, please send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com or call on one of the numbers on the top of the website. Also, have a look at our careers section. We are currently hiring ICU nurses for clients in Melbourne and in South Gippsland, Victoria. We are an NDIS, TAC and DVA approved community service provider in Australia. We have also been part of the Royal Melbourne Health Accelerator Program for innovative healthcare companies last year. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.